as we come and we remember Jesus and what he did for us, and we celebrate what he did and what he continues to do, and how much you love us, God, that you would just be with us in this place. I thank you that your presence is here right now, God, that it's here in power, that you want to speak into our hearts, you want to give, God, that you just continue to pour out your love and grace on us, even though we do nothing to deserve it. And God, I just pray that our worship would not just be some songs or some good singing, God, but it would be our hearts crying out to you. God, crying out in praise and thanksgiving for everything you have done for us, God. We just want to honor you. We just want to lift you up. We just want to thank you and praise you. Oh, we want to lift the name of Jesus above all names, because he died for us. He died to save us. And he rose again to defeat death so that we might live. And God, we won't understand this side of heaven anything close to what that means. But God, give us just a glimpse of it. God, help us to just get a little picture of what it means that Jesus gave up heaven for us. And God, help us to have that just as a fire in our heart always, God, that we would live for you in every single thing. God, I thank you that you're here right now. Lord, I pray that as we reflect on you and as we open your word, God, that you would speak to us. And God, that we wouldn't just have a good night, but that you would challenge our hearts and challenge our lives, and we would go from here changed, different, made new, set free. God, that people will walk out of this building tonight when we finish different to how they came in. God, that you would put something inside each and every one of us, God, that is changed and new, because you make us changed and new, God, and your grace and your love, it covers us and it sets us free. And so God, we just pray that you would be with us right now. We thank you for your presence. Thank you. Grab a seat. Give these guys a huge hand, hey? When I was full on awesome, they did like just an amazing job and were working really hard to make it happen and doing lots of practicing and making sure stuff's right. And the guys, you know, got here early on the production to, you know, make sure that, you know, everything was working and the lights were in the right place and that we didn't burn the place down with candles, and everyone just put in a huge effort. So thanks, guys, for that and just for leading us in worship. It was just so powerful. Amen. How good is it to be in church on Easter Sunday? To remember that Jesus didn't just die on the cross, but that he rose again and that he lives, and that because of that we can live. Amen. It's so amazing and it's so incredible. And I am really excited and a little bit nervous to share tonight, because, you know, that was just this phenomenal time of just worship and honoring God. And, you know, then, you know, you got to stand up, or I've got to stand up and say something. And it's like, well, I don't know where to go from there, but I'm going to try. So if you have your Bibles, you can open them with me to 2 Timothy chapter 1. And I want to read from a little bit in to verse 8. And it says this. It says, "By the power of God who has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. The grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel." Amen. Come on. This verse is so cool and so powerful, and it just says, you know, Jesus, he was the plan from the start. Like right from the beginning of time, Jesus was the Savior of the world. And it says, but now he's been revealed to us by coming to earth as a man, dying on the cross, raising again. Like he has been revealed as our Savior, not because of anything that we have done. Not because of my goodness or cleverness or effort or attempts at trying to please God, but just because it's his purpose and it's his grace. And we come and we're not here because we can do something good so that God will love us, but we're here because we are loved by God. Amen. I'm not here because I think that I can work my way into heaven. I'm here because God has already saved me. Jesus has already saved me and he's washed me clean. And so then I just want to tell people about it. Amen. I just want to try my best because he gave his all. And it's that simple. Amen. And it's such a powerful passage. It just talks about the love of Jesus. You know, there's nothing without the love of God, honestly. Like, we are nowhere and can't get anything without just the love and the grace of Jesus and him on the cross. You know, it is all about Jesus. Amen? Amen. Come on, are you with me tonight? Are you glad that you came to church? Are you ready to tell me about it? You know, if I say something that's all right, you're allowed to make some noise. You know, during the other part there, it was quiet and reflecting and thoughtful, and we'll do a bit more of that. But in this part, you need to help me out, okay? So, you know, it says in here that Jesus destroyed death. Whoa! Come on. You know, the thing that we've been talking about all Easter is that Jesus came to save the world, and this is exactly what it did. If you have your Bible, which I hope you do, and you've already got it open, then you can come with me to John. Wait, I need to get there. Chapter 11. Jesus destroyed death. Now, this is a story about a friend of Jesus named Lazarus. And it's a really cool story, but it's also like this kind of prophetic story about Jesus and his death and his resurrection. So if you've got your Bible open up, John chapter 11, I'm just going to kind of smash through it because it's long. It says that now there was this man named Lazarus and he was sick. And he was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So you remember the story where Jesus goes to the dinner and this lady comes in and just, you know, washes his feet with her tears and breaks this expensive perfume and cleans it with her hair and does all this stuff because she understands that she needs the grace of Jesus and she just wants to pour out love to him. And so this is the same girl, okay? It's the same lady and her brother is really, really sick. And then Jesus says, when he heard this, "This sickness will not end in death." If you know the rest of this story, you know that Lazarus dies, okay? Spoiler alert. He dies in just a couple of verses. But Jesus says, "This will not end in death." Isn't it awesome that when somebody dies, that it's not the end in Jesus' name? Amen? That Jesus can see this guy dying and say, "Well, that's not the end of the story. The end of the story is not death. The end of the story is life." Amen? And so then he says, "No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it." Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was two more days. The most confusing verse in the Bible. Don't you think? Thanks, Lockie. I like your encouragement. You just got to pick your moment. But that was beautiful. All right. He says he loved Lazarus and Lazarus is sick. Now, if your friend is sick and you love him, then you go to your friend, yeah? As quick as you can. But Jesus, he just chills for a couple of days. Then he says, "Let's go back." Yeah, okay. And so it goes on, you know, his disciples, Jesus says to them, "Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I'm going to go there to wake him up." And they're like, "Well, if he's asleep, he'll get better, you know, a couple of days rest, that'll help him." So Jesus just says plainly, "Lazarus is dead. And I'm glad that we're not there so that you may believe. Let us go to him." You know, Jesus waits a couple of days to let Lazarus die so that he can raise Lazarus from the dead. Isn't that crazy? Now, Jesus healed a lot of people before they died, but he's like, "No, with Lazarus, I'm gonna show you the power and the glory of the Son of God by waiting until he's already dead and then raising him again." He's like, "I'm going to heal him from the dead." Isn't that cool? So they get there and they find that Lazarus has been in the tomb for 4 days. He is dead. It's beyond CPR. It's not like, you know, where's the defibrillator? You know, if they get it there quick, he's okay. No, he is starting to smell. He's been dead a while. And so Jesus is like, "All right, now is the time to go and find Lazarus. Now that everybody is certain that he is really dead and not just having a nap." So they get there and Martha says, "You know, Jesus, if you'd been here, he wouldn't have died." You know, she has this faith. says, but I know that even now God will give you what you ask. And she says, Jesus says to her, your brother will rise again. Martha answers, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. She has faith in Jesus for resurrection, and he hasn't even died on the cross yet. Come on, this is awesome. And then Jesus says to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live even though they die. And whoever lives by believing me will never die. Do you believe this? She says, yes, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who has come into the world. Whoa. There are not many people in the New Testament that acknowledge that Jesus is the Son of God. And Martha is one of those people who just says, yep, I believe that you are the Son of God, Jesus, the Messiah, come to save us. And then after this, it says, all right, let's go and see the tomb where Lazarus has been put. You know, he's in the tomb. They've put the stone over the tomb. We'll get there. Don't worry. It's interesting. Anyway, we'll come to that in a minute. So basically, everybody's been mourning his death, and they get there, and Jesus says that when he sees Mary, she's just distraught. She's weeping, and she says, if you'd been here, my brother wouldn't have died. And he says in verse 33, when he saw her weeping, and the Jews had come along also, I mean, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. Where have you laid him, he asked. Come and see, Lord, they replied. Jesus wept. Shortest verse passage in the Bible. Shortest verse in the Bible. Then the Jews said, see how he loved him. You know, we are nothing without the love of Jesus. But the incredible and the awesome and the amazing thing is that Jesus loves us. And he loved Lazarus and he loves us. And this story isn't just a story of one guy, Lazarus, but it's the story of Jesus' power over death and his love for us. And that's an incredible thing, amen? So then they come to the tomb. And Jesus says to them, he says, roll away, take away the stone. And they're like, well, but Lord, by this time, there is a bad odor, for he has been dead for 4 days. Like, he's really dead, and he smells bad, and nobody wants to deal with that. That's why we put him in a big tomb with a rock, so that nobody had to smell that. Yeah? You with me? You ready? Then Jesus says, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? Then he stands up. And Jesus looks up, they've rolled away the stone, and he says, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. And then when he had said this, Jesus called out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. And Jesus says, take off the grave clothes and let him go. Amen? How good is this story? Jesus says, he was dead. He was really dead. He was dead for 4 days and he smelled bad. But take off those grave clothes and let him go because he is alive. Amen? Jesus has power over death. And the reason that we gather here on Easter Sunday is not just to say, Jesus, thank you for dying for me. But it's to say, Jesus, thank you for having power over death. The death could not hold you, but that you rose again on the third day, amen? And even though you were dead, just like Lazarus, really dead, you rose again, amen? You know, Jesus says a word, and Lazarus is risen from the dead. Come to the start of John. So you're already in John. All you got to do is flick a few pages over. Here we go. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. You know, Jesus is the Word. And when he speaks to Lazarus and tells him to come out of the tomb, it's the Word of God, yeah? And by us, speaking the word of God, Lazarus is risen from the dead. And you know, for us, it says down in verse 14 that the Word, Jesus, became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. You know, just like Lazarus was saved with a word, We are saved by the word. Amen. By Jesus Christ who died for us and who rose again. How cool is that? Amen. So we had Lazarus. And Lazarus is this story, this kind of prophecy of Jesus. You know, he dies. And he's dead. And he's in the tomb. And he's there. And Jesus says, well, roll that stone away because he's going to live again. Now come with me to Matthew chapter 28. You excited? Glad that you're at church tonight. I am awesome that we are at church tonight. That does not make any sense at all. I'm really glad that we're at church. It is awesome. That's what I meant to say. All right. So, Jesus dies. Matthew 27. Jesus is on the cross. He dies for us. All this crazy stuff happens. There's earthquakes. The temple is like the curtain is ripped in half, which symbolizes that we can have this connection with God now, that we don't have to be separate from Him. And it's an incredible thing, yeah? And even the guard that's guarding Jesus says, surely that was the Son of God, just when he sees Jesus die. But it gets cooler than Jesus' amazing death on the cross, amen? And so he goes and they put him in a tomb. So this guy, Arimathea, no, he's from Arimathea. He's named Joseph. I'll get it right. Probably helps if you read. So this guy is a disciple of Jesus, and he says, can I have the body? I'm going to put him in my tomb. So he's got a tomb that he'd like made. He's rich. He'd made a tomb for his own death. He gives it to Jesus. I really like that Jesus had a borrowed tomb. Like, he was never going to need that thing for more than a few days. It's still good. It's almost new. You know, it's barely done any Ks. That guy's still good to use it when he dies, because the tomb was borrowed, amen? And so Joseph takes the body and they put it in the tomb and they roll this big stone. And now this is cool. Pilate says, you know, when Jesus was alive, he was talking about how he would rise again. So I think we should put some guards and like a seal on the tomb and do all this stuff just in case like the disciples try and, you know, steal the body, make it look like he rose again. You know, some people say that that's what could have happened to Jesus, and I think it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. It says it right here that it was sealed, that there were guards, that they did everything that they could to stop any human effort to try and do something to show that Jesus lives. So the only thing that could happen would be that Jesus would actually rise from the dead. Amen? Come on, are you with me tonight? And so they give this order. They make the tomb secure. They take a guard. Then it says, after the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week. So it's been a few days. It's starting to smell. Yeah? Well, maybe not. I don't think Jesus had BO. He was perfect. He didn't sweat. So there's the first day of the week, and then Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, you know, this is the same Mary. She's already seen the stone rolled away once and a dead man come to life, yeah? And then she's here. She saw it happen to her brother, and she comes down to the tomb, and it says there's a violent earthquake, Matthew 28, verse 2. For an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, he rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow, and the guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. I don't know what that means, except probably they just collapsed. Now, what does a dead man do? Just lies there. So I think they just were so afraid of this angel of the Lord that comes and rolls back the stone that they just collapse. And then the angel says to Mary and Mary, that's tricky. It says, don't be afraid. I know that you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen just as he said. Amen. Come and see the place where he lay. Then quickly go. Go quickly and tell his disciples he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I've told you. And so they hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy. And they run to tell Jesus' disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. Greetings, he said. Why not? G'day. You thought I was dead? Not so much. It says, when they came to him, they grabbed his feet and they worshipped him. And then Jesus says to them, don't be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee where they will see me. So Jesus comes back from the dead. How cool is that? You know, Jesus died for our sins, but because he is God, you know, Jesus was not just a good guy. He is the Son of God. He is 100% God, 100% man. And he died on the cross for us, but then he rose again because death couldn't hold him. He defeated death. That's what it says in 2 Timothy 1. He defeated death and took the punishment that we deserved. And because of that, we can be free. We can have life just as he has life. Amen? Are you excited?
Yes.
Come on. You know, Easter Sunday is about celebrating that Jesus is risen. That death couldn't hold him. That Jesus defeated death, and that because of that, we can have forgiveness for our sin. We can have eternity in heaven with God. We can have the life that Jesus has called us to live. Amen. That we don't have to live bound up by our sin. You know, before Jesus, we were bound in our sin. And every effort that we make would fall short. Everything that we tried would not be good enough. But Jesus died and he took that punishment so that the justice that God required would be served and the grace that God had would be fulfilled. And he died and he rose again for us, yeah, for you and me. He came to save the world. He came to save me. He came to save you. He came to save everybody. Isn't that cool? Amen. Why don't you stand with me? Let's pray together. Thank you, Lord. God, we just want to thank you for Jesus. God, for the incredible story of his death and resurrection. God, the death could not hold him, but that Jesus has power over death. God, that you have power to save and that you love us and that you saved us, that there is nothing that we can do, but God, it was the plan from the very beginning that Jesus would die on the cross for us and that he would rise again. God, thank you that just like Lazarus in this world was dead and then was made alive, God, that we, although we're dead in our sin, can be made alive in Christ right now. God, I thank you that we don't have to make crazy sacrifices or try and fulfill a law or something to be close with you, because God, we would always fall short. But God, that we can just come to you and ask forgiveness for our sin and let you into our hearts, God. That it is so easy to accept you. And God, all we need is faith, you know, like Mary and Martha, faith that you can save, faith that Jesus can defeat death. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. You know, it's Easter Sunday, and Easter Sunday is like the best day to be a Christian, because it's where we celebrate Jesus rising again, and that's everything, yeah? That's everything. You know, Christianity is a waste of time if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, but he did. So right now, everyone's kind of in this attitude of prayer, and we're just focused and we're not looking around. But I want to give you an opportunity to accept Jesus. You know, the Bible says that if we would confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus Christ raised from the dead and that he is Lord, that he would forgive us and that we would have forgiveness for our sins and he would come into our life. So we're going to pray that prayer together. And if that's you and you want to pray that for the first time, I don't always ask people to put their hand up, but I'm going to ask you to put your hand up tonight. Everyone's praying. People's eyes are closed. If you believe in Jesus, then you're praying right now and you're thanking him for your grace. But if you want to say, yep, God, I am sorry. I want a fresh start. I want Jesus in my life. Then I want to ask you to, you know, have the courage just to put up your hand, just to say to God, God, yeah, I want to live for you. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, God, thank you for hands that are up already. If you just want to say, yeah, God, I'm sorry. I've been trying to do this by myself. I've been trying to do it my own way, but I need you. I need Jesus, and I want to accept him. Then we're going to pray together. What's going to happen is guys are going to put a prayer up on the screen. This is a prayer that we pray every single week on a Sunday night. And we're all going to pray it together. Everyone who's in the room is going to pray it out loud together to show support for the people who are praying it for maybe the first time. Because Christianity is not meant to be lived alone. We're a community, yeah? So we're going to pray this prayer. And what it is it's just about accepting Jesus into your heart. Dear Jesus, I believe in you. Thank you for forgiving me. Come into my life. I will follow you. Amen.